Let's start off with a centering exercise about your body and your health. Get yourself into a centered place. Put your feet on the ground if you can. I like to be barefoot so that I can feel the floor with my feet. If you can, take off your socks and shoes. And obviously, if you're driving, don't close your eyes. Keep your attention on your driving. If you can pull over and be safe while you do the exercise, that would be best. What we call getting grounded is quite important for the body. Your body's an electric circuit, a kind of electronic component that connects the earth and the heavens. When you touch your bare feet to the earth, you ground that circuit, and the energy flows through you. When we wear rubber shoes, we're actually insulating ourselves from the natural grounding that takes place, because rubber is an insulator. This makes us ungrounded, and you know how that feels. A wonderful way to get yourself grounded is to take a walk barefoot on the grass or the dirt, or at least on cement. It's an electrophysiological phenomenon that's good for you. Try to do that at least once a day if you can. So feel your feet on the ground right now, if you're in a position to do so. Stand up if you can, and feel your weight pushing down onto the earth. The body is made of matter, and it exists in the physical universe. Your mother was very nice. She created it for you in her womb. She gathered together material from her own body and from the world, and organized it based on an ancient pattern in your DNA. It operates based on its own principles, so to be healthy, we need to align with its natural operating principles. So feel your body as a whole, from the top of your head down through your torso and down through your legs. Feel your way all the way down to the soles of your feet, where they connect to the floor or the earth, and also out through your arms and your hands and your fingers, all the way out to the end of your fingertips. Feel the volume of your body. Feel the whole thing at once, as if you were a kind of funny-shaped bottle. And feel the volume of space that you occupy. Now, most people think of themselves as ending at their skin. However, your skin is porous. It allows sweat and salts out, so it's not really so solid. And your heartbeat can be detected by sensitive instruments up to 20 feet away, so you don't actually end at your skin. And notice that some of your body sensations actually extend past your skin. So just allow your perception to open up and feel your body extending past that skin bag of yours, maybe 6 inches or even a couple of feet out past that boundary. What we call your aura is like an energetic cloud. So the question is, how far out do you extend? Take a couple of breaths and notice the volume of your chest increasing and decreasing as you breathe in and out. You have somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 to 75 trillion cells in your body. And they're all cooperating with each other very nicely, keeping you alive in a kind of magical way. They don't argue over who should do what. The liver cells do liver things, and the heart cells do heart things. It's a huge cooperative venture. And the cool thing is, you don't even have to be in charge of the enterprise. It pretty much runs on its own. You just have to feed it and maintain it. That's pretty cool. Now, you know that when someone is sending you bad vibes or critical thoughts or even hateful feelings, you can feel it, right? And when someone sends you love, you can feel that in your body also. So the question is, what messages are you sending to your own body? Do you love your body? Or do you judge it harshly? Are there parts of yourself that you even hate? What's uncomfortable about your body? Maybe it's your stomach or your thighs or your breasts or your face or your butt or your skin. Now, if you're putting out unkind thoughts or feelings, your body can feel those energies, and it makes your body unhappy. So at this moment, let go of all of your judgments and send love to your body, pure love. Appreciate the support that your body has given you. This is the temple that you inhabit on Earth. It gets you around. It allows you to do all those things you do with your head and your hands and your feet and other parts. So send some deep appreciation and love to all the cells in your body that are doing their job so well without your supervision. And they process your food and they feed your cells and they discard what's not needed. Your immune system protects you from invaders. Your heart beats unceasingly billions of times during your lifetime, pumping oxygen and food throughout hundreds of miles of arteries and veins. Send that beautiful heart of yours and your immune system a lot of love and appreciation. And when you breathe, your lungs take in oxygen from the atmosphere and they push out the carbon dioxide that you don't have any use for. And your muscles and your bones do what they do, this mechanical leverage, without a second thought from you. So feel how precious this body of yours is. You wouldn't be alive if it wasn't alive. So this body deserves your love and appreciation. So send that love and appreciation to all the parts of your body and see how that makes your body feel. This is your precious body. You can say that to yourself. This is my precious body. You know, you only get one of these vehicles during your lifetime, so get to know it intimately as your best friend. Treat it nicely. Do loving things to your body. Of course, you're also carrying some negative and limiting beliefs about your body, and we'll get to those later. But for now, feel the comfort and warmth of having a body and loving your body. When you're ready, open your eyes and feel your body in the space that you're in. Look around and get ready to talk some more about health and abundance in your body and your life.